Well, tell me about your feelings about playing in the state championship game.
Feels good. I feel like I've said before, our hard work is paying off, and it's a great feeling, but we can't get too big of a head about it. We still got a lot to work for. We still got a couple of days of practice, so we need to continue trying to get better and just prepare for Friday.
What's it been like here in the postseason? Y'all lost the final game of the year to Strasburg, got beat up pretty bad at home. Then you go into the district tournament, lose to Luray, and you got a week and a half before you can play again. What's going through your head? How are y'all preparing for that?
Yeah, it was two sad losses. Strasburg, it was on senior night, so it was a game that we really wanted to win, but we couldn't come up with. And then Luray, we were tied with them at halftime. It was a pretty head-to-head game, and then they end up pulling away at the end. So we had like a good 10 days of just straight practice. So we just took those 10 days to just hone in and just focus and try to do whatever we could to be prepared for the next game we played. And I feel like it just took a lot of patience, because obviously it was upsetting not being able to play in the district championship and also losing like that on senior night. But we just try to stay level-headed and use those 10 days of practice to kind of prepare for the next game.
Do you think you've been playing your best basketball the last four games?
I feel like we've been playing pretty well, but I still don't think it's our best basketball. Okay. I think that Friday we're gonna try our best to show our best basketball, play a full 32 minutes of just great basketball. We're a great team, and sadly it's the last game of the season, but I know that if there was more games, there'd be a lot more for us to show. So Friday is a great opportunity to play our best basketball, but I don't think we've played our best basketball yet. And we've beat pretty good teams, so if we can beat them not at our best, it's going to be scary when we play our best.
Yeah. Well, let's hope you save it for the right time. Listen, you've been almost a double-double machine here lately. You're averaging about 10 and 10 the last four games. What's been going on with your game, picking it up even more here in the postseason?
You know, I feel like we just got a lot to prove. We lost a lot of seniors last year. We lost a lot of our height last year. So our coaches have been preaching to us to do like the little things, box out, rebound. So I take pride in those little things. So anytime I see a ball go up, I tell myself that I need to be the one to go get it. And if I see an opportunity to go score, I need to go score. And, you know, we have a lot of threats on our team. Like the main guy a lot of people see is Derek, and he scores a lot. But when he's not hitting or when he's getting face guard or something, other people got to take the opportunity to go score and help us get the win. Yeah. So I felt confident in myself being able to score the ball and do all the other little things. But I feel like just the main thing is just being confident and staying prayed up, you know, just playing my best and being focused.